This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were talking recently about how I'm trying to better my life by buying more Swiffers and putting them on every level of my house. And... What?
I was so focused and like, yeah, I got you. Let me support you. Now I could not.
It would be difficult for me to care less. I thought that I made my disdain for that whole topic evident the first time you wasted our time with it.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, you
so
did.
So how is it possible that you have ambushed us live on the air with this topic for a second run?
Well, it's so you let your disdain be known, and because both of you were kind of said some hurtful things, to be honest, about like, well, oh, what are you doing, the Swiffer rankings again? You're making a list of the Swiffers, and it's like, yeah. No, obviously that's stupid. But then the more I thought of it,
oh my gosh, no,
hold on,
I have
he printed this one too.
He normally has them in the
yeah,
notes,
so I could do this for dramatic effect. It's not Swiffer rankings.
Hold on. Okay, so
cleaning.
Can we just real quick recap for the people who might not understand? TIAC likes to make lists. He calls them controversial rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're in a very specific order.
Okay, well, that's what a list is.
A list you can move stuff around.
Sure,
but not a ranking.
okay, bud.
But like so far they've been of things like. I think when you're ranking something, it should be quantifiable, right? It's like, who makes the best chicken sandwich in the country? I mean, we're doing the rank. It's like, it's Chick-fil-A. It just is, right? Mm-hmm. And then you kind of go from there. It's like, and you can get into some like, ooh, I don't know, Popeyes versus KFC, whatever.
Then if you go off of analytics or whatever.
Yeah. But he does things like Bears.
Yeah.
I don't think...
How is that iconic. Different from a chicken... It's all subjective.
No, it's not.
A chicken sandwich?
No.
No.
No, buttery pickle bun trumps any bear that's ever walked the face of planet Earth.
I would even say there's disagreement in which Chick-fil-A sandwich is the best Chick-fil-A, is the best chicken sandwich. The spicy one is
spicy
better than
deluxe,
the
regular. Idiot.
Spicy deluxe, idiot. Spicy deluxe. Okay, so now we're fighting
no,
already.
No, if we're just ranking Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, it's the original. There
no,
are
spicy
some
deluxe.
Exceptions.
No pickle.
Spicy deluxe
no
is an amazing... It's an amazing sandwich, but the standby go-to regular drive-in, it's already ready to rock with the buttery pickle bun. That you can't beat that sandwich. You can't. But my point is, I wanted to just recap the dumb lists you've done so far. It's Bears.
Iconic clothing or outfits.
Mm-hmm. That one was the worst because that
was
costumes.
The worst.
I should have just called it costumes.
I think it was Tigers was in there.
Tigers was definitely, Hobbs Tigers came in at number one. Controversial, but he's the best tiger of all time. Beating
Have
Tony,
we named
beating
all the
Tigger.
Stupid lists you've done, or is
no Christmas candy or Christmas treats?
Christmas treats, that was good. Red and green M&M on top for another year.
Like you have it memorized, you remember the number one on each.
I work
of your
hard
lists.
On these.
Okay. So what I've done is try to give you all enough time to get to your destinations and get out of your car. This is your moment. Aaron will do traffic in a minute. If you're going to shoulder roll out of your car on I-25, we'll add you to the traffic report in a few minutes. Oh, it looks like somebody's going out on 225.
They heard T-Hack.
I would like to present T-Hack's controversial cleaning tools rankings.
Oh my gosh. I was hoping it would be like best-selling cleaning or best-smelling cleaning stuff.
Don't give him other. Don't give him additional.
Yeah, yeah. I've already got chicken sandwiches. I have to do now. I have to.
You are not doing chicken sandwiches.
Coming in at number 10, the feather duster. Only on the list because of it's been around forever. It's unclear whether a feather duster even works. But
are we talking about the one that like the maid in Clue would have, like
exactly,
the very old
yep.
traditional?
And that's exactly why I put it on the list, because of the French maid outfit.
I do
it's
not mean to
be
ruin.
Represented.
I don't want to ruin your list. But is the Swiffer duster come up on the list?
The Swiffer is on the list.
The Swiffer,
yeah.
the Swiffer duster.
No.
That's
There's
why I wanted to
duster
clarify.
Too.
Yeah.
Now,
and that one's good.
That one is pretty good because it's got those long that long fork arm
yeah.
thing. So you can like go ha and get
and
underneath the TV.
And it actually gets the
and,
dirt, whereas the main one just like
shoves
it
around.
Yes, I don't get it. It's feather. It's only just because it's a classic, so it has to be represented.
It's just
but.
Something, yeah, it's more about the hot chick in the black and
exactly.
white dress.
That's why it comes in at number 10. Number 9, the mop and bucket. Overall, a garbage way to clean. Just terrible. A messy. A lot of times you knock the bucket over and spill water
no
everywhere.
No one has ever knocked the bucket over.
Yes,
this
yeah,
is so dumb.
Bud.
No. Well, you know what I have at my house? I don't even know why I have it. I only have it for the garage, I think. I have the industrial one with the wheels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can the ringer
that
thing.
That part's good. I yeah. like that. We had that at Snack Shack.
Just real quick, 303-222-5423 is where you text in your complaints.
Or support.
Just know just that if you feeling. Type the word stop, TAC won't stop. You'll just stop getting texts
yes.
from us.
Uh-huh.
It will not turn off our transmitter as much as you want it to. So
I'm trying. Don't
yes.
you worry.
Okay. Keep going.
Coming in at number 8, the cleaning tools rankings. This is a controversy starts already, but it's the sponge. A little lower than most people might think. But when you think of a sponge, kind of moldy, kind of gross. Never quite get it clean, you know, once you start using it. So I can't put it higher than 8.
Okay. Aaron, do you have a pen and paper?
I have a laptop.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. I just need you to write down somewhere so you can't cheat.
Okay.
What the only way to make this interesting, in fact, if you're texting in right now, text in what you think the number one thing is going to be. And I'm going to write down what I think it's going to be. And
okay.
then that way we have a reason to keep listening to this. Like, no, no, don't adjust that dial.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you were going to hear a Morgan Wallen song?
Nope.
No, no, no. You just heard Sponge coming in at number 8.
Yes.
I'm writing down mine.
What do you think is number 1? If Sponge fell as far as 8, what could be
what
1?
What could it be?
I have 2 that I...
No, you got to just pick one.
Wait, this is specific cleaning tools, you
cleaning
said, right?
Cleaning tools, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
that's
oh my god! I don't even. I'll tell you.
I'm very competitive though, so like
I have to tell you guys a secret, but I'm gonna let him tell a couple more. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, coming in at number 7, the rag, a classic, a favorite, always there when you need it. Just any rag. You
what
can
is
clean
a
up
rag
a variety,
to you? Because to me,
just a cut off towel, a shirt, maybe. It's so versatile. That's why it came.
This
with
is
it.
Killing me because I'm gonna make this longer. When I was growing up, like we washed our cars in the driveway,
yeah.
with rags.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
yeah.
bucket of soapy water and a rag. And do you know what the most often used rag was in my
ooh. Home?
Your t-shirt.
Is it socks or undies?
It was my father's tidy whitey.
Oh, boy.
Versatility.
His underwear retired into a car washing thing. So you're out there
wow.
on one of the busiest streets in Longmont washing off your Mercury Capri. With your dad's skivvies. This is...
Oh my God.
Yeah,
this, wait.
That's the first time those have been clean.
That is legitimately... I have repressed that memory until this moment.
Sorry.
Oh man, that's not good. Rag at 7, okay?
Yeah, rag at 7. Coming in at number 6, the aforementioned, the Swiffer. It's gotten so popular, so important.
He only said the Swiffer, though.
Just a regular Swiffer, yeah. It's gotten to the point where it's kind of like Kleenex, where
there
are other brands.
I see what
and stuff.
You're
yeah.
doing there, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I had Swiffer because he's got such a like a.
I have.
Don't say what yours is for number one.
Something similar.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah,
I know what you're doing. This is the secret that I have to tell you.
Okay.
What?
You know how much I hate this.
Yes.
I've made it known. I've interrupted mm-hmm. it. I've tried to stop it. Mm-hmm. I've had people texting in.
But still, we persevere.
We do. But I just looked at the clock.
Oh, no.
We have to take a quick break. So my secret is, like it or not, the rest of this controversial ranking list is happening next.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, you're still listening? Why?
The anticipation's killing us, Slacker.
It is weird how many people come to your defense on our text line. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they actually like your controversial rankings. I just don't think they like me.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't like my opposition to your controversial rankings.
Why do you have to hurt me on the way down? Like, just let me have, maybe they like the list.
Okay. What is your controversial list?
This is the controversial cleaning tools rankings. Of all time.
And I had Swiffer at number one on my, in fact, I bet it on FanDuel. And
good odds for it.
And it turned out it was not there. You want to recap your bottom five here?
Yep, coming in at number 10 was the feather duster. Shouldn't be on the list except for the French
maid
outfit.
No, I didn't
outfit.
Say, you know, talk about it. Okay. Just recap.
Number 9 is the mop and bucket. Number 8, the sponge, because you can never really quite get the mold out of it. Number 7, a rag.
Rag.
Handy and always there.
And it doesn't have to be like a purchased. Like,
correct.
Because I buy rags at Costco too. Like you buy a,
oh yeah.
But then like rags.
You just cut a towel, cut a t-shirt, a sleeve,
underwear.
Anything.
Yeah.
And number 6 was a Swiffer.
Swiffer. Mm-hmm. That was my bracket buster. Yep. I had that at number 1. All right. So the top 5 cleaning
tools. Yes. Coming in at number 5. A dark horse in the race, the paper towel. Versatile, always there when you need it, kind of a substitute for the rag, but you can also kind of use it as a napkin without looking like a crazed person if you use a rag as a napkin. So that's why it comes in a little higher.
I have dated people who are extremely, like, okay, I don't want to say this like it's a negative thing because I recycle, I compost, I do a lot of things, but I've dated people who get very upset with me with my unbelievable use of paper towels.
I can see that.
I mean, do I go through some towels?
Why?
Because, like,
you just said you buy rags at Costco. Use those.
But those are to dry your car and stuff. But like,
get other rags.
Washing my like counter in my kitchen, that's paper towels.
Because you have the real soft ones too, don't you?
I have the Viva, done the soft Vivas.
Okay.
Are my outside paper towels. And the Bounty Quicker Picker Upper one roll equals 1400 is my inside, because on the outside, like my grill and my Traeger have like that that arm on it.
Yeah.
So if the wind blows a Bounty roll, it'll
it's
just
gone.
Be like,
yeah.
But Viva, it just spins because they're stuck on the roll.
Yeah.
They cling a little bit. I like that. Yeah. Cling. And I like that you said the Quicker Picker Upper. That also helped land paper towel at 5. Just that slogan alone. The Quicker Picker Upper. Everybody knows that.
You're a sucker for slogans.
I very much
because
so. Yep.
I don't know if you've heard this before, but I was thinking about all the different places I eat fast food, and there's something about a better brand of beef.
Mm-hmm. Better brand of beef makes a Butterburger better.
I knew he'd do it.
Yep.
His Culver's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do slogans rankings another day.
Oh my God.
What have you done?
You can start texting in 303-222-5423. If enough of you say fire T-Hack,
yeah,
we can make that happen as okay. well.
But also text in, what do you think's number one? Slacker's already out.
Yes, I had Swiffer. I had to throw that piece of paper away. Mm-hmm. Aaron's still got some. I know what Aaron has written because she gave me the knowing look.
Yeah.
But
I think we're going to have some controversy in the room.
Okay.
We're in the top 4 now. Number 4, the toilet bowl brush. Old, reliable, always there when you need it. Kind of the unsung hero of the cleaning world. You don't need it until you really need it.
Do you have the one that goes in its a sheath? So it has its own thing.
It does. Yep, a little stand.
When was the last time you pulled that bad boy out of its scabbard and then just dumped what's in there? Because there is murky, nasty water, like, because you clean and then you put it down in there
and then the water just falls out.
It just kind of drains down in there, and we rarely think to go like dump that out. So I dumped one out the other day.
Ew.
And then I walked around my house. Stop.
Poured one out from
It's so bad. Go throw them all away, like once a year.
Yeah,
throw
that's
them
good.
Away.
I do that. So now I'm wondering if I'm doing this wrong when I do use the toilet bowl brush, and then when I flush, I rinse it in the flushing water, and then I set it kind of over the sink like you do the peanut butter knife when you're maybe going to use it later. I set it so I kind of let it dry over the sink, and then I put it back in so we don't have all the buildup.
The sheer number of stupid things you say on a daily basis is staggering, mm-hmm. but you have never been more relatable in your life than Peanut Butter Knife.
Yeah.
The most relatable thing you've ever said in the history of being on the show. Like, I think it's just like the pinch and roll on a guy. Like, how you, that's the way you scratch your junk, and no one ever taught you. No one ever showed me to do the peanut butter knife teetering precariously. It's just instinct.
It's, yeah.
You just go, I might want a second sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to get a second knife
exactly.
out. And so I'm just going to balance this bad boy.
We'll do knife rankings next week. We're in the top three here.
Ah!
Getting down to the nitty gritty. We've got a barn burner on our hands. Number three, Slacker, you're going to be with me on this one. I know it because you have a garage and I know you're with me. Number three, the wide push broom. Something about using that wide thing, you sweeping out the garage, clearing it out. Versatile. You can kind of use it for snow here and there, dirt, dust.
I don't
want to
ruin your list, but I also have the wide push, like what grocery stores have. Like
the
kind of mop fuzzy
one.
Thing. Ooh,
yeah,
does that
you
work?
Just kind of pick like because I have hardwood floors on the entire base layer of my castle, and so
okay,
you like trying to walk around with a Swiffer, it's not big enough. You know what I mean? This thing
is you cover
3 feet wide, and you can just like go and just kind of walk around. Then you go, you shake it, and then there's and then you just
okay. And that first warm kind of warmish day after it's been winter, and you go out to the garage, you get it out, and you just clean all that crud out.
The
Love
wide
it.
Broom is a good, I dude. The fact that we've wasted this much time on it, I'm sucked in.
People
because
have opinions on this.
I'm sucked in for the listener's sake. I'm trying to make this suck less. Okay, keep going.
You're not doing a good job.
Well, I know I'm not.
Number two, the Magic Eraser. Newer to the game, newer, but still so respectable. Cleans shoes, cleans walls.
Literally last week, I Googled, how does it work?
It is magic, I think.
There's something about it. I even use it on tennis shoes.
The time. All the time I use them.
Somebody came to my house. I got to take a picture of this because I bet the Magic Eraser will do it. Somebody came to my house. I think it was like a long day of sports or something at my house. And somebody must have stood in the same spot, like on my kitchen counter, by my kitchen counter, wearing fairly new blue jeans because like the curved molding I have.
Oh, yeah.
Is blue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Magic Eraser should work on that.
Are you serious? Like, yeah, I'm going to try
absolutely.
It.
Dude, it works. It's so incredible.
I am freaking out right now because I know what your number one thing is, and then you have missed one of the most... This is the most controversial. If you say the wrong thing as number one, it negates your whole list.
Yeah.
I think I nailed it. I nailed it. Do we want to get Aaron's pick for
hers?
Number one before I reveal it?
I already know what hers
it?
Is.
You don't, though.
Yeah, I do.
No.
It's a WJ.
No.
It's not?
No.
I got a DV.
That's something else in my mind.
Okay.
Well, coming in at number one, we've talked a lot about this segment sucking, but we haven't talked a lot about cleaning
vacuums!
Sucking.
The I
vacuum!
Got it!
Number
That's
one!
What I wrote down.
The best of
I
all time.
I have Dyson vacuum!
I hate that I'm excited.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.